Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director for the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on the New World screwworm. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. The detection of New World screwworm in the U.S. continues to pose a threat to the health of U.S. livestock. It's important to note that no cases have been identified in swine to date, either commercial or feral, and the U.S. pork industry has an opportunity to prepare before the parasite becomes a swine health threat. Over time, questions about pig production have been raised, like, is there a plan to help understand how cases are handled? Are there products I can use for my pig, and are they available? What have we learned from a state that's dealing with a threat? To answer these and other questions, SHCC and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians recently hosted a webinar to provide information on New World screwworm. Topics that were included is an update from USDA on their response playbook and what it means for producers, from the Food and Drug Administration for current products available for treatment and guidance on use, from the Environmental Protection Agency on how products get approved for use against New World screwworm, and real insights from Texas A&M University Swine Extension regarding Texas's experience managing this pest. As a reminder, New World screwworm is a parasite rather than a pathogen like a virus or bacteria. It doesn't spread directly from animal to animal, and it's not transmitted through meat, milk, or other animal products. The adult flies lay eggs in a wound in warm-blooded animals, and the larvae feed on living tissue. It takes approximately 21 days for the fly to complete its life cycle, so spread of the fly can be significant if it's not detected and managed early. From preparedness in the U.S., USDA is using their New World screwworm response playbook that provides guidance on response if it's identified in animals, and this can be found at screwworm.gov. Their focus is on eradication through surveillance, movement controls, treatment, and coordinated response. So things they focus on is the establishment of an infested zone, and this is important because it identifies cases and it helps determine an area where USDA can spread sterile flies to help reduce the populations. They also are requiring animal inspections to ensure nobody's going out of the infested zone without proper authorization. FDA and EPA are working together to identify and approve products available for emergency use against screwworm. The products do have different animal approvals, and this is important because not all drugs can be used in pigs. So you could only use products with swine on the label, and some products can only be used and released by USDA. So it's important to work with your veterinarian to understand what products can and can't be used. Products also have a different application depending on what you're doing. So are you preventing it? Are you treating? Or are you preventing reinfestation? Again, be aware of the label and follow guidance for withdrawal times. What did we learn from Texas? Early detection is key, and extension staff have been working extensively with all species and producers. Focus on observation of animals, especially when you're dealing with wounds such as tail docking, castration, injections, or other injuries. It's also important to know that concrete does not eliminate risk because larvae can pupate anywhere protected and warm. Focus on finding the larvae rather than the adult flies. And not every maggot found in New World screwworm, but you can only tell by sending larvae to a diagnostic lab for confirmation. What are our takeaways? USDA is using its New World response playbook to guide us as producers and vets. Observe your animals after production interventions like castration or tail docking for signs of infestation. Treatments are available for swine, but you need to know what you can and can't use in your pigs. Rapid identification is key, and this means alerting your vet or state vet if you see it. For more information on the pest and access to the webinar, visit swinehealth.org.